Guys, please refer to me as a Jimbo for those who are just new to the show. Someone being a Jimbo means they do not want to say their name. So if we ever refer to someone on air or off as a Jimbo, clearly that is not their name. Unless someone writes who's actually Jimbo, which could happen.
Yes.
It starts, I need help. I accidentally, any guesses?
Cut my hand off.
Nope.
Cut a hand off.
Nope.
Got engaged.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Oh my God.
I accidentally proposed.
How?
Oh my God, I can't believe I got that wrong.
Let me explain. I've been with my girlfriend for 9 months, and it's certainly a serious relationship. We've lived together for about 2 months, and we went on a dinner date, pretty romantic, last weekend to our favorite restaurant. We were just having a mini celebration of our 9 month anniversary.
Okay.
So I thought I'm going to give her a present. A little ring.
Oh, boy.
I thought it was a cute, simple little ring I had made. My mom had a small diamond, and she gave it to me and told me it would make a pretty necklace or a little ring if I took it to a jeweler.
Oh, God.
So that's what I did.
You dummy.
This is a dumb person. No offense. I appreciate you listening, but you're dumb.
No, this is stupid, though. I mean, you're in a serious relationship, and you never give a ring.
No.
Well, definitely not a diamond ring.
No.
I mean, if it's obviously not an engagement ring, whatever.
But even so, you are just playing with fire. Just don't.
There's necklace, so many other things.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Earrings, sure.
Yeah.
A tiara, maybe that's what she's into. I don't know. But not a ring. Man, not a ring. Don't bring out a ring box, you fool.
Well, I gave it to my girlfriend in a little box during dinner. And she exploded with tears when she saw the ring and yelled, yes, I will. Yes. Yes, I will.
Yeah.
And was acting like I had proposed. This caught me off
that's
guard.
That's because you did.
Because of how I had not proposed.
Oh, but you did.
This is
you
so brutal.
You symbolically did.
I sat there with my mouth hanging open. The ring was not meant to be an engagement ring. I didn't think it looked like an engagement ring at all. And I didn't propose. She was super happy and grateful and overcome with emotion. I didn't say a word because I didn't want to. I didn't have the heart to ruin what seemed like the happiest moment in her life.
Holy crap.
Plus, people in the restaurant were clapping for us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What a happy thing.
I had no intention of proposing in this moment. Now I'm getting sick to my stomach, having panic attacks, and constant anxiety.
Yeah, you have to get married now.
How do I tell her it was a big misunderstanding?
You don't.
Well, I would say you say, honey, we need to talk. It was a big misunderstanding.
No, you avoid awkward. You avoid anything awkward by getting married and living the rest of your life. Unhappily, if need be.
Yes. Yeah. Or you just live with this now for now and then for next month and next year and the year after that. And you stay engaged forever,
until she's
had enough. And then finally breaks up with you you won't set a date.
Oh, you want to let it die slowly on the vine.
Yeah.
Or everything does work out and you got that pesky engagement out of the way.
Yeah.
It says, I mean, I am open to marrying her someday, just not today. But she's told all her friends and even started planning.
Well, you let that happen, you dum-dum.
Wait, yeah. Now the only way out of it is to have all of them hate you. So if you back it up now, all those friends and family are going to think, oh, he is unreliable.
How about this?
And a PUD. Mm-hmm. This text, why don't you fake your own death? That seems like the best plan.
Oh, that does seem pretty good. Yeah, that seems pretty good.
Just accidentally get unengaged somehow. Figure it out.
This text from Pennsylvania. This definitely is a funny story to tell at your 25th wedding anniversary.
Let us tell her. Mm-hmm. Give us her number. We'll be
so gentle.
Yeah, we'll be so gentle. We're just laughing right now.
Yeah.
We're not making light of this. It's very serious. I'm
this
sorry.
Person says, wow, that is a pretty great idea to just go with it. He probably saved a fortune on the engagement ring because she was super happy to get one that was just a little diamond.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, you've already won by being a cheap ass.
And they probably got free champagne at the restaurant or whatever. I don't know. An extra trip up to the buffet. I don't know what kind of restaurant it was.
Maybe a free tiramisu.
Now, Kelly, if this happened to you, how long have you and your boyfriend been together?
We've been together 3-ish months.
Okay. So if he gave you a small diamond in a ring, You wouldn't just assume that, I don't think. You would ask questions because you're the type to ask questions in that moment.
Yeah, this happened to me. Not with my new boyfriend, but with my ex right before we broke up. He was doing dumb stuff like this all the time. Yeah. He got me a ring and gave it to me on my birthday in the middle of a restaurant, and I knew he wasn't proposing because, yeah, I would be asking questions.
Yeah.
But the whole restaurant thought we were proposing, thought we were getting engaged, thought it'd be great to send over a bottle of champagne and free food and desserts.
Yeah.
And awesome. Then I sat there for a whole hour pretending to everybody, like, wow, this is the best moment of my life, while looking at my now ex, thinking to myself, you're going to be my ex real soon. You're going to be my ex so soon for doing stupid stuff like this.
It was a little short-sighted.
It was.
It was so stupid.
Mm-hmm. And did he understand why everyone was excited for you?
Yes.
Because it was your birthday.
Yes.
and nothing more.
That's exactly what he thought. And then I looked at him and I was like, you realize why we're getting all this free stuff? And he was like, what do you mean? It looks like you just proposed to me. And then he looks at me and he goes, it's a placeholder, is what he told me. And I was immediately.
That is so even romantic.
So even unattracted to him.
Even lamer.
Yeah.
Promise ring.
I was like, I am not 12. I do not need a promise ring.
You're a placeholder.
I should have said that.
Ooh. Oh, man. And it was true.
It was.
So anyway, there's your solution, sir.
Hopefully it works out for you guys, you know.
Yeah. It might. I'm at sure least he has fine. The intention of.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. Just stay engaged for a long time. See how it goes.
Yeah.